Asher was another son of Shem, whose identification is much simpler than that of many of the other grandsons of Noah. This is because the name Asher prevailed in the name of Assyria. Thus, this video should be much shorter than some of the others. Asher is the Hebrew word for the nation of Assyria, which we see that the person of Asher personally founded. In Genesis chapter 10, verse 11 to 12, it tells us that Asher went out of Shinar and built the cities of Nineveh, Rezin, Rehoboth, and Calah, also known as Kahu. So the descendants of Asher are the Assyrian people who are mentioned often in the Old Testament. At first, the civilization lived alongside the Sumerians and Akkadians in northern Mesopotamia and modern-day Iraq. Eventually, around the turn of the 2nd millennium BCE, the Assyrians created their own empire, which existed in three manifestations, called by historians the Old, Middle, and Neo-Assyrian Empires. In between the Old and Middle, the region was subject to rule by Kassite Babylon around the 15th century BCE. During the Bronze Age collapse, several migrations from the east and the west threatened the region of Assyria by groups such as the Arameans and the Armenians out of the kingdom of Urartu and the Medes in the east. However, when Adad-nirari II became king of Assyria around 911 BCE, the Neo-Assyrian period began and Assyria began to expand its borders and would become the major power in the Middle East for the next 300 years. By the 7th century BCE, Assyria had control over all of modern-day Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, as well as much of Israel, Jordan, and Turkey. In 627 BCE, Ashurbanipal died, and from then on, the power of the Assyrian Empire was severely weakened by civil wars within the nation and invasions by Scythian tribes from Central Asia. Another rising group were the Medes in the region south of the Caspian Sea. The king of Media, Cyaxares, attacked the city of Calah in 615 BCE. The Medes subsequently formed an alliance with the rebellious Babylonians, who under King Nabopolassar sacked Nineveh in 612 BCE. When King Ashurbanipal II died in 609 BCE, the Assyrian Empire came to an end. However, the Assyrian people remained in the land under the control first of the Medes and then of the Babylonians. When the Achaemenid Persian Empire came into power in the mid-6th century BCE, it took over the land of Assyria and it was captured again by the Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great. The next state of the Assyrians came in 132 BCE with the foundation of the kingdom of Asurhini, which also included various Arab tribes. Early in the 1st century, there also arose the kingdom of Adiabene in the region of Assyria. Both of these states fell by the 3rd century AD when the Sasanian Empire, another Persian dynasty, took over the region and called it Ashuristan. During this same period, the Assyrians began to adopt Christianity and create a distinct identity in the Middle East, apart from the Zoroastrians and Roman and Greek pagans. In the 5th century, they separated from many churches in the West due to the rejection of the councils of Ephesus and Chalcedon and their embracing of Nestorianism. By the 7th century, the Islamic Arabs had conquered the region where the Assyrians became a minority. The Assyrian people remained still in the same region through the Turkic and Mongolic invasions and even the arising of the Persian Safavid Empire. In the 17th century, the Ottoman Empire took control of the region, and by the end of the 19th century, the Assyrian population existed at around 300,000 people, a very small amount compared to many of the other tribes of the earth. However, this number was vastly reduced in an event known as the Assyrian Genocide, which began in 1915 during World War I, and which reduced the Assyrian population in the Ottoman Empire down to 15,000 people. These numbers have recovered over the century, and today it is estimated that there are around 3 million Assyrians, who mainly live in Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and Iran, with large immigrant populations also in the United States, Sweden, and Germany. So since the grandson of Noah, named Asher, first went north to build the first Assyrian cities, these people have had a surprisingly steady history in the region. It's one of the only tribes which has remained in their homeland for the entire 4,000-plus year history since the Great Flood. And that's pretty much it for the tribe of Asher. So thank you everybody for watching and goodbye.